we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Jimmy the Kid.
Well, your dad hasn't been round here, Harry. Did you want him for something?
Aye, Pat, his tea's ready. Oh. I've got a pan of scouse keeping warm on the gas ring. And you know what happens if you leave it too long? It goes dry and starts to coagulate.
Yes, well, Father's out in the front garden. Perhaps he's seen your dad.
No, I asked Pete before to come round the back. He hasn't seen him either. You know, Al Whittle Sr. is getting to be more of a handful in his old age than a cartload of monkeys. Well, I don't like telling the Al geezer off, because I'm not much of an expert at chastity.
Well, all I can say is I hope I'm as sprightly as your dad when I'm 82.
I'll say that for him, Pat. He carries his age very well, especially after closing time. No, but it's not like him to be late for his tea. He's usually very, very punctuated.
Well, ask Jimmy if he's seen him. I think he's playing in the back garden.
Right you are, Pat. I'll go and have a gander in the goose gogs. See you again.
Cheerio.
Oh, there's young Jim. Hello, my little wacker.
Keep your voice down. This is Indian territory. If the Cherokees find us here, we'll end up having a bath in a cooking pot.
Oh, I get it, Jim. Cowboys and Indians. Oh, I must say, with that cowboy hat and that water pistol, you look a proper little Cheyenne.
Button your lip, hombre, and don't make a move till we hear from my partner, old Gabby. I arranged to meet him here in Dead Man's Swamp.
In where, Jim?
Grandad's strawberry bed. If Gabby's around these here parts, he'll be waiting for the signal. Oh! Oh! Now he should answer.
Hey, what's that supposed to be?
The reply from Gabby, an owl hooting.
It sounded more like a woodpecker with its head stuck in a knot hole. Wait a minute. That's me owl dad's voice.
Okay, Gabby, I got your signal. Just mosey out from behind them bushes. The trail's easy to find. Turn left at the rhubarb and keep straight on.
Hello, Jimmy the Kid. How do you?
Hey, Jim. What's he doing with that tea cosy stuck on his nut?
That's his Davy Crockett hat. Gabby, I've just been to see the sheriff, and the news is bad.
Who's his dad? I've no idea. Ask his mother.
No, no, you got me wrong. I'll come round on your good side. Listen, Gabby.
Yeah.
Black Bart Higginbottom's just sold some guns and whiskey to the Comanches.
Oh.
And I'm worried about the chief of the Blackfeet. He hasn't sent me any smoke signals all day.
Well, perhaps he's stopped smoking.
Hello. He's been listening to workers' playtime again. Anyway, what gives with him, Jim? Are you training him to be another hop-along casserole?
Listen, Gabby's the ex-army scout who's a blood brother of the Mohicans. His Indian name is Wise Old Toothless One. Me and him work for the greatest hero of the Wild West, the Texas Phantom.
Oh, the Texas Phantom. He's on telly, isn't he? He's always wanted by the law, never bothers with women. An outlaw with no in-laws.
This is over here with a stage show. I'm going to see it tomorrow night at the Empire. He's got rope spinners, Indians throwing knives, and a real saloon fight where baddies get chucked right off the stage. He's that dangerous, the orchestra wear crash helmets.
It sounds to me like the Rose and Crown the last time they shared out the Christmas Club money.
Jimmy, your tea's nearly ready.
Okay, Mom. If you guys will excuse me, I'll just head for the chuck wagon for me pork and beans. See you at the Indian camp, Gabby, for the powwow.
Powwow? No, no, no. We've got a cat. I'll bring that, shall I?
Oh. Dad, will you come?
Yeah, okay, then. Yeah, see you later, Jim. Oh,
sir. Howdy, Ma. And who's this dude from Dodge City?
Oh, hello there, James.
Well, if it ain't the wicked Judge Craythorpe. Have you been taking any bribes from Black Bart Higginbottom lately?
I beg your pardon, James.
Judge, when I was in town, I picked up a 10-gallon hat for you, but I'm afraid it'll give you a headache.
Why?
You've got a 12-gallon head.
Look, just let the cowboys and Indians rest for a while, will you?
Righto, ma'am. Shall I set the table?
No, thanks. I want my best tea service to last a few more years yet. You can tell Susan to set the table. She's in the front room with Alfie.
And I'll just get those papers I wanted to show you, Mrs. Clitheroe. They're in my overcoat in the hall.
Right, come on, Mr. Craythorpe. After you. Age before beauty.
And keep out of mischief.
Don't worry, ma'am. I'll see he behaves himself. Hey, do you want a bit of fun, Mr. Craythorpe?
What do you mean, James?
Well, you heard who's in the front room. Calamity Sue, queen of the gambling dens. With her Indian brave from Oldham, Alfie Hall in the head. I wonder what they're up to.
James, come away from that keyhole.
But, Judge, I'll have to listen. If I don't know what they're talking about, I might go in and say something wrong. And that could cause the biggest Wild West fight since the time somebody put castor oil in tenderfoot sarsaparilla. Listen, I'll bet they're snogging.
Hey, Susan, I'm enjoying this, aren't you?
Yes, Alfie, it is funny, isn't it?
Hey, listen, Judge Graythorpe. Sounds like the Indian brave's tickling Calamity Sue with his feather.
James, I shouldn't be listening at a door like this.
Well, go on the roof and listen down the chimney.
I mean, I shouldn't be eavesdropping. What Susan and Alfred are doing in there is their business.
Yes, and I'll bet it's business as usual. Listen.
Hey, you have to laugh, haven't you? Yeah, I never thought I'd see Jimmy lying on a rug with no clothes on.
Hey, they're looking at my photo in the snapshot album.
Yeah, hey, and he got dimples in funny places.
Yes, and is he fat?
Where's my scalp knife? I've got a scalping job here. Break it up, you two. Back to your own wigwams.
What do you want, mischief?
When you finish clucking like an old hen, Mam wants you to lay the table.
Oh, here he is again with his jokes.
Oh, look who it is. Alfie Hull in the head.
Eh? Are you calling me Hull in the head?
Yes, me, Jimmy the Kid, you, all in the head. Me, white-skinned brave cowboy. You, red-skinned brave coward.
Look, just go away and leave us alone, will you?
All right, I'll go. Alfie, me leave you with Susan Paleface. Paleface. Very good name for Susan. She got face like a bucket.
Get out. Go on, clear off.
All right, keep your jeans on. I can't understand, Alfie. Whenever I go in to see our Susan, he's always upsetting her.
Oh, there you are. I wonder, what were you?
Oh, hello, Grandad.
Here's Higginbottom. Come on, this way.
All right, Peter.
Oh, heck, it's Black Bart Higginbottom from the Lazy Aussie Ranch.
What was that, Clitheroe?
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom.
Did you tie Aussie to your lamppost this morning?
Me? I never tied Aussie to any lamppost.
Well, he says you did.
Well, he's wrong. It was Charlie Thompson. I only painted the marks on his face.
What are you talking about?
Well, when you're a proper Indian who does something wrong, you have the mark of disgrace painted on your face.
Mark of disgrace? He came home looking like Coco the Clown.
I know it's them baggy pants he wears. Charlie says they're your old flannels cut down.
Peter, are you going to put this brat in his place?
Don't worry, I'll deal with him. Come here, you.
Help, I'm being attacked. Send for the cavalry.
All right.
Oh, you're here, ma'am.
I've heard the whole story, you young scamp.
What?
I'm going to teach you a lesson, my lad. After what you've done today, you're not going to the Empire tomorrow night.
Oh, but, ma'am, it's a Wild West show. I've paid for me ticket with me spending money.
You've been a naughty boy. You're not going to the Empire, and that's final.
This is all Ozzy's fault. The next time he comes round here, I'll lasso him round his tongue with the clothesline and hang him out to dry. He's wet enough.
Now listen, Zad, I've washed up, got you some coal in, and a bottle of lemonade. Is there anything else you want before I go to the match?
Go for a scratch? Why, itching?
No.
The match. M-A-C-H. Match.
Oh, a match. No, but you can borrow me lighter.
Not that sort of match.
Oh.
You know, come on, United. Shoot the net. Get it nodded in. Boo! Foul! Oh.
Yes, well, has the cricket season started already?
Hark at him, Jim. Here I am, going out of my way to administer it to his wants. And all he can do is take the Mickey Finnegan. He's just being obsolete, that's all.
Well, I'll give him your message after you've gone.
I do that, Jim.
Right, Mr. Whittle. Hope you enjoy the match.
Oh, don't worry, Jim, I will. Well, as the Jerrys say, Alf Finkenstein.
He's a funny lad. Aye, Harry, Jim. Still, he'll be all right when he grows up, yes. Hey. Did you get them for me?
Yes. Here you are. A quarter of jelly babies.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. Oh, I'm a lad for me jelly babies. Oh, yes, me jelly. Look, thanks for not letting on to our Harry, Jim.
Oh, that's all right, but it seems daft to me.
What does?
Well, I've heard of people who smuggle watches and diamonds, but I'll bet I'm the only jelly baby smuggler in the country. Why did you have to keep quiet about them?
Quiet? Oh, yes, well, now, you see, the doctor says I'm not supposed to have them on account of me indigestion. But when he starts telling me what I can't have, I listen on me bad side.
I see. Well, if they make you ill, it'll be my fault. So, to be on the safe side, I'll eat half of them myself.
Oh, Jim, you've been a real pal bringing them for me, you know. Now, I hope that I can do you a good turn sometime.
Well, you could tonight if you could get a Wild West show in your front room. That way I could come round here and watch it. Hey, that's it.
What's it, Jim?
You'll be on your own tonight, so if I come round and keep you company, and you don't want me for company, I could go to the Empire, couldn't I?
No objection to you keeping old Mr. Whittle company tonight. But don't go playing cowboys and Indians with him.
Oh, I won't, because he's got a smashing idea. He's going to show me how to make a ship in a bottle.
Oh, really? I've often wondered about that, James. How do they get the ship in the bottle?
The same way they get the bubble in a spirit level.
But, James, where's the connection?
Oh, you change at crew.
Oh, James, stop pulling my leg.
Well, you'll be learning something useful for once, Jim.
I know, Grandad, and if I put a ship in all your empty bottles, we'll have a bigger fleet than the Spanish Armada.
Now then, that'll do.
Mother, there was Sally Barnes on the phone.
Oh, yes, what did she want?
She's had a phone call to go to London tomorrow for an interview about a job, and she wants her hair doing.
So she sent for Sweeney Sue, the demon barber of Lilac Avenue. Two trapdoors, no waiting.
Shut up, you. Mother, when Alfie comes, will you tell him where I've gone? I'll be back about 9.
Yes, I'll tell him, love.
Well, I think it's time I called for Whittle. Come in, Jim.
Oh, I'll be round in a few minutes, Grandad.
And don't be too late coming back, Jimmy.
Oh, don't worry, Mum. I'll be out as soon as it's finished.
As soon as what's finished?
The show. The ship. In the gun battle. The bottle. After I've put a sock in, a cork in, before we lynch, launch it.
Jim, come in, come in, come in.
Thanks, Mr. Whittle.
Well, it's just 6 o'clock and my son Harry's gone out, so the coast is clear.
I know. Him and me grandad have just gone to the Rose and Crown.
I think he's going with your grandad to the Rose and Crown.
That's what I said. I watched him go.
My watch is slow. Well, what time is it then?
Just a minute till I get on your good side.
Oh, yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Everything's fine, Mr. Whittle. Yes. Your son and me grandad have gone to the pub. Susan's out. Mum's watching the telly, so I'll just wait for 2 minutes, then slip out your back door and off to the Empire.
Good, good, good. I told you I'd fix it. Yes. Oh, before you go, I'd better show you the ship I'm going to put in the bottle with your help while you're not here. Come here a minute. Now, look at that. All ready for going in?
Ooh, it's lovely. Must be smashing making these.
Yes, it'll give me a lot of pleasure.
Hey, where's the bottle?
That rum bottle on the shelf there.
But it's still got a lot of rum in it. You'll have to empty it, won't you?
Yes, it'll still give me a lot of pleasure.
Mr. Whittle, I've heard of bottling pickles, but I'll bet you're the only one who gets pickle bottling ships.
Bottling ships. That's a good one, that, you know, Jim.
There's somebody at the door.
You what?
The door, there was a knock.
Yes, it takes a long time to get it.
To get what?
With the knack for bottling ships. Anyway, you'll have to hang on a minute while I go to the front. There's someone at the door. I'm surprised you didn't hear them knocking, you know.
Oh, give me strength, the dozy old boat pickler.
Oh, hello there. Oh, Alfie Hall, is it?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Whittle.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Is Jimmy Clitheroe in here? His mother said he was when I called at their house for Susan, but she's out. Mrs. Clitheroe said he was here. I'm a boyfriend. Susan's not Mrs. Clitheroe's.
Oh, yes, next door.
You what?
She's next door, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Oh, thanks very much. Ta-da. Oh, no, look, I don't want it. I want Jimmy, her son.
Oh, you'll find him at the Rose and Crown, behind a pint.
Who? Oh.
My son, Harry.
Don't worry, Mr. Whittle. Hurry up and give me the message, Alfie. I've got to get going.
You get going where?
To the Wild West. Wild windjammer, bottling the ship.
Oh, that's what your mother said. You and Mr. Whittle were having a bottle. Yeah, shipping a bottle. Bottling a ship. Putting a ship in. So I said I'd come and watch.
Oh, I see. What? You can't do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not... It takes too long. About 3 hours. Doesn't it, Mr. Whittle?
What, Jim?
Bottling the ship. It takes a long time.
6:05, unless I'm slow. Hadn't you better go if you want to get along
with it? Mr. Whittle, come with me a minute. In the kitchen.
Yeah, all the kitchen.
Yes, I want to talk.
Pork? No, I can give you a ham sandwich.
Come on. Excuse us a minute, Alfie. He doesn't understand.
Neither do I.
Right, well, there we are, Jim. Now, do you want white bread or brown?
I don't want a sandwich.
Oh.
Come here. Yes. Let's get on your good side.
Oh, my good side, yes. Good side. You're on it now. Yes.
Look, Mr. Whittle, I can't go to the Empire while Alfie's here, or my mum will find out what we've done.
Oh, dear, you mean he'd tell on you? Oh, is he what them Yankees on the films call a stool pigeon?
No, he's just a bird brain. He'd tell him without knowing it. He's the only bloke in the world who talks in his sleep while he's awake.
Well, I'll suggest that he leaves. I could give him a gentle hint.
It'd have to be with a sledgehammer.
Well, I've got a mallet here. I could just...
If you hit him on the head, it might bring him to his senses.
I know. I've got it. Keep still. Yes, I'll keep him here till you come back. Tell you what, I'll put him to sleep.
You can't use that mallet.
No, Jim. Now, just a minute. There we are. See that? Yeah. Now, the doctor gave me these sleeping pills for my insomnia. I have to take 2 for a good night's rest. And the look of that lad in there, 1 should do.
Hey, you can't do that. It's not right. Would it work?
Well, of course it will. Now, go and ask him if he'd like some lemonade. And leave it to me. Now, then, there you are. That's yours, Jim. And that's the one with the pill in it. Now, don't mix them up, will you?
Oh, don't worry. I'll have a drink out of mine, so I'll be sure which is which.
Good idea.
Right, off we go.
Right.
Here we are, Alfie. A nice glass of lemonade.
Oh, thanks, Jim. That'll just put me right.
Right on your back.
You are.
He wants the glasses back, so drink up. Not that one. That's mine. Yours is the full one with the pill... Pip-pip. Cheerio.
Jimmy, here a minute. Come here, lad, will you?
Righto. I'm coming. Won't be a sec, Alfie. What is it, Mr. Whittle?
Hey, what a nice lad. You fancy giving me the full glass and leaving himself short? I'll top his glass up out of mine. There we are, that's better.
One's enough, Mr. Whittle.
One what?
One glass. Don't drink that, it's mine. I've told you, yours is the full one.
No, it's very nice of you, Jim, but I want you to have a full one. That's why I topped
it. Give it here. You drink that one, that's full.
All right, then, here goes. Down the hatch.
And on the floor.
Well, I see you are both thirsty. Now, just relax for a minute and everything will be fine.
Well, you keep saying that, but when are we going to start on the boat?
Jim, I think I'd better get my mallet after all.
No, it's all right, Mr. Whittle. He's nearly off. His face is going blurred.
Jimmy, are you all right?
Me? You worry about yourself. You're getting sleepy, aren't you? The lights are going dim. It won't be long now, Mr. Whittle, before I'm watching the Texas Phantom. Shh! It's a secret. But he can't hear. He's nearly off. His head's going round and round.
Nobody ain't allowed in this here television ranch. No, sir. Nope. Dang my hide, wacker.
But I've got a ticket.
It don't make no difference, cowboy. No, siree. Nope. No, sir. Hey, partner, ain't you that sharp-shooting, rootin' tootin' son of a gun from Battercliff? Jimmy the Kid?
Yep, but smile when you call me kid, partner. Yep. Yes, sir, yep.
Oh, I reckon that's a different kettle of scouse. The Texas Phantom's been looking for you to help him round up Black Bart Higginbottom.
Yep, we just got to stop that mangy critter selling that stuff to the Indians. He's trying to start another Indian war.
Well, snap my breeches. The low-down, ornery, lolly-livered, desperate deodorant. Is he selling the Indians rifles and whiskey?
No, worse than that.
You don't mean...
Yep. He's giving them pea shooters and jelly babies.
Oh, it's big trouble. Oh, it's big trouble.
Just a minute, you're the young Indian chief. Hole in the head. What's wrong with you? Apart from the hole in your head.
Eat bad man Black Bart. He break into television studio and attack the Texas Phantom. Now no one can stop him, Indian war him.
Don't tell me Black Bart beat the Texas Phantom to the draw on the telly.
Not in fair fight. When Texas Phantom was putting on makeup, Black Bart shot him from behind and damaged his vertical hold. You know what this means?
Yep. Every time Texas goes for his gun, his frame will slip and his pants will fall down.
Oh, eat big trouble for Indian. Oh, eat big trouble for Indian. Oh, eat big trouble for
Have
Indian.
Have you got your Indian blanket?
Yeah.
Well, wrap up. Don't worry, I'll catch Black Bart. Tell the sheriff to get Judge Craythorpe. I'll bring Black Bart in for trial tomorrow. Hi-ho!
Anything to say before we all pronounce sentence on you all?
Yeah, we haven't had the trial yet.
Oh, you all are a first part. Jimmy the Kid, will you all bring your first witness?
He's the son of the chief of the Sioux tribe. Call hole in the head.
Call hole in the head.
Call hole in the head.
Call hole in the head. Oh. Me call hole in the head.
And me his squaw.
Hole in the head. Are you a Sioux?
No, she's a Sioux, I'm a boy. Me, the son of the Indian chief.
I object.
So did his father.
If that's all you've got to say, Bart goes free.
I've got another witness. Call Old Man Gabby.
Call Old Man Gabby. Where's Old Man Gabby?
I'm old man Gabby, old man Gabby, and I know something. Yes, I know something.
Silence in court.
Tell us, old man, about your jelly babies being stolen.
Oh, I can't. I haven't any left. They were stolen.
That's irrelevant.
An elephant? No, on a horse you weren't when you stole them.
That's a lie. My horse can't go out because it's got no shoes. I'll prove it. I'll call my horse as a witness. Let my horse in. Here we are, Your Honour. Here is my witness. Come on, boy.
I object, Your Honour.
Why?
He's leading the witness.
Quiet. In view of all the evidence, I find Black Bart not guilty and sentence Jimmy the Kid to be hanged, shot and poisoned.
What? You crooked judge, old corkscrew Craythorpe.
If you say any more after you're hanged, I'll fine you 40 shillings. Old man and hole in the head, take him away.
They won't do it, they're my friends. Oh, let go.
Keep him moving, hole in the head.
Me will do, Gabby. Come, kid, the lynch mob, she wait for you.
No, no, you can't kill me. I've got to be on the telly again next week. Let go of me hair. Stop him, he's trying to scalp me.
Jim, no pull. Jim, stop pulling. Jimmy, stop pulling your hair. Jim, will you stop pulling your hair?
Hey, where am I?
Well, now, just keep walking, Jim, till the effect of the pill works out.
Yes, your mother's waiting. What pill?
Oh, no. You mean I had the pill? You daft old Indian scout.
Your front door was open and nobody seemed to hear me knock, so... Jimmy, what's the matter with you?
We're walking him up and down.
Well, I can see that, but why?
I just fancied a stroll. Oh.
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe. Fancy you coming. We were just going to walk Jimmy home, eh?
Well, I'm glad I did come. I expected you before now, Jimmy.
Oh, heck. What time is it?
6:25.
Oh, it hasn't started yet, then. I mean...
You mean the Wild West show. That's why I thought you'd come back and ask me again if you could go. You see, I decided to let you, but not to tell you until the last minute.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. Oh, if I hurry, I can just make it.
You're not going now. You're not well.
Oh, I'm fine, ma'am. It's just we were giving Alfie a sleep, giving him...
What?
Nothing, I'll be all right, ma'am. Oh, if they walk me to the bus.
You're worn out. The only place you're going, my lad, is bed.
Yeah, your mum's right, Jimmy.
Oh, shut up, you. It's all your fault. You dope me, giving me the lemonade with a sleeping pill in. Oh, heck.
That does it. I think you'll have to surrender this time, partner.
Well, don't laugh. It's all your fault. The next time we play cowboys, I'll have you roped and branded before you can say Matt Dillon.
I might have 2 sixpences.
What for?
For a shilling.
What's all this about a sleeping pill?
Mr. Whittle, give Mam those pills. You won't need them anymore.
What do you mean?
The next time you can't sleep, just come round to see me and bring your blooming mallet.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and featuring Derek Giler as Old Man Whittle. The recorded program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I wasn't half cross with old Mr. Whittle. When Mum said I had to go to bed, he offered to buy my 5-bob ticket for 3 and a tanner, and I had to sell it. Still, he didn't enjoy it very much. He went for a drink at the interval, got lost on his way back, and finished up walking on the stage. The Texas Phantom thought he was the volunteer to ride the bucking bronco. He went 3 times round the stage, twice on the horse and once on his sit-upon, and finished up sitting on the ice cream girl's tray. It's probably given him a cold in the head. Ta-ra!
Thank you.